wake up to the roosters, eat breakfast for a booster. You alive, say hallelujah to the man, the mighty ruler. Because of him, you able to do it. If you on his side, then you ain't losing. He gave clothes, food, and your roof. He tell mountains, get them moving. It's a great morning.
Wake up, wake up.
It's a great morning.
Wake up, wake up.
It's a great morning.
Wake up, wake up.
It's a great morning. Get up and go to that 9 to 5. Get up and get them dollar signs. Get up and go through overtime. Get up and put that overdrive.
Yo, what's going on? It's a great morning. It's a great morning. Listen, family, thank y'all for all the support that you've been given thus far on this podcast, in this podcast, with this podcast, however you want to term it. But listen, I'm super excited to be back with you this Tuesday. It's interesting that I'm going to be by myself today, and I want to title this, just for the sake of having a subject, three letters. Y-O-U. This segment is titled You. It's about you. It's about everything you. So keep that in mind as we go through this. And it really was triggered this morning. I'm going to try to keep it as short as possible because I know a lot of you are like me with attention span. So I'm going to try to get us through this thing. It was brought to my attention. I was talking to some people, getting some feedback, getting some criticism about the podcast. And I started getting frustrated because we're in a season right now in the midst of the global pandemic where everybody's building their platform. And if you haven't already, go back and listen to the very first opening podcast. I talk about actually building your own platform. And I didn't know it was going to be a kryptonite to my emotion in dealing with my first journey with doing a podcast. So what are you saying, Craig? This is what happened. I was in a conversation this morning with somebody that's close to me, and they were sharing with me that they asked me a couple questions. They was like, well, what's your vibe with the podcast? Like, where's your energy going? What are you trying to do? What are you trying to do with the podcast? What are you trying to get over? And it made me pause for a moment and think. And I know, like, interviewing people is not my specialty, right? I'm not a natural interviewer. I'm a natural talker, but I'm not a natural interviewer. And so it can sound like in some of the podcasts, like I'm nervous or I'm hesitant, but I'm trying to think through things. Like, I got a phenomenal, super dope producer for the podcast, and she lays out everything for me. And we kind of go back and forth with the questions, but I'm such a thinker and I'm such a no notes type of person that I'm feeling my way through each interview. And that doesn't always work well. The greatest interviewers are those that can check with their notes, go back to the person and kind of feel through and all that. And sometimes I'm feeling like I'm doing research in my mind and it sounds that way. So I wanted to come back today, taking some of their advice, taking some things that I've been wrestling with myself, and just give you some things that you can do, I can do to be a better you, right? And I want to dive right into it. I got three things, and I think I'm gonna go crazy with these things, but I gotta try to get them to you in like 12 more minutes because I want this to be done in less than 20 minutes, right? So the very first thing we're gonna talk about today, get this, you are your brand. You are your brand. That thing, I've heard it so much, but that thing blessed me when I was putting this together. People follow you because of you, not because of the celebrities you're connected to, not because of all the networks you got. People on social media, people that are connected to you and whatever you do in your entrepreneur venture or in your corporate world job, they follow and connect to you because of you. You are your own brand. So here's the thing I got that convicted me. Stop doubting you as your brand. You are the brand. You make the brand. You dictate the brand. You build the brand. So whatever arena you're working in, that's not just for entrepreneurs. That's not just for podcasters. That's not just for preachers. And that's not just for people with clothing lines. That's for those of us that work in corporate America. That's for educators. That's for nurses. That's for doctors. You are your brand. Watch this. That's for married people. That's for people in relationships. You are still your brand. You set the tone for what people think about you. So have confidence in your brand. because you are the brand. And here's the thing, your brand don't have to be like nobody else's brand. You build it, you determine it, and you trust in it. So number one, you are your brand. People follow you because they like you, because they're interested in you, because there's something about you, all right? So the second thing, grow from the grassroots. That's a country thing, right? Grow from the grassroots. Hear this now. This is me, right? I'm struggling in this thing. I came out to California. I'm like 2 hours and 15 minutes max from Hollywood. And my whole mindset was, stay true to yourself, Cray. Stay true to who you are. Don't get out there and start acting Cali. Don't get out there and start acting Hollywood. So I'm, in a sense, I'm defiant to becoming Hollywood. But here's the thing. I learned this as a son to my father. Oftentimes, we become the very thing we try to avoid becoming. For a large portion of my life, I was like, I'm not going to be like my dad. I'm not going to be an alcoholic like my dad. I'm not going to drink like my dad. I'm not going to have failures like my dad. And I caught myself in my mid-20s becoming exactly what I was trying not to be. And that is starting to happen to me in California. Like, I made up my mind. When I got here, I'm not going to be Now I wear shorts more than I ever wear shorts before. I don't even normally wear shorts like that. Now I'm out here working on these little short shorts, showing off my legs. If you go back and look at pictures of me from Georgia, I barely even wear shorts. The sun is out, you know, but besides those things, to connect to all these people with this podcast, I was telling the producer, I was like, listen, I got to connect to this person and this person. And she was like, yeah, let's get this person, let's get that person, because she's encouraging like that. But in my mind, I thought, I'm going to need them to grow and expand the podcast, when the reality is God has always put me in a position to build from the ground up, or here's the point, grow from the grassroots. And what I'm encouraging some of you tonight, this morning, don't get lost in trying to connect to Miracle Grow when sometimes God is organizing you or orchestrating that you grow from the grassroots. Why, Cray, that don't make sense. If I got a celebrity I can connect to, if I'm networking with people that are connected to people, wouldn't I get more views and wouldn't I get, yeah, you're going to get more views on that one podcast because they were there. When you grow from the grassroots, you give people an opportunity, here it is, to connect to you as your brand, and they will become loyal and follow you if you have Petey Pablo or if you have Pinocchio. They'll follow you because they're connected to you. And one of the things I want to encourage you in is don't get discouraged by growing from the grassroots, because this is what I'm learning. The grassroots growth is healthy growth, but healthy growth comes in a slow process. I've been looking for the elevator approach. I've been wanting the Miracle Grow approach. I've been wanting to just plant on the surface of the ground and watch it sprout up. But this podcast may not have but 100 listens the first couple months, maybe the first year. But if I keep growing from the grassroots, eventually it'll connect to the right audience, right? Whatever you're trying to build, whatever you're trying to grow, don't rush that process. Grow it from the grassroots. It will be healthier if you grow it from the grassroots, and you will build up an audience that will be committed and loyal to you as the brand and not just the people that you bring on. Now, don't get it twisted. We're going to continue to interview people. We're going to connect to people that can enhance what we're trying to do. But the goal here for all of us should be to get this thing and grow this thing from the grassroots. That's number two. Here's the third and final thing that I want to share with you. Know your platform. So I told you already, you are your brand. Grow it from the grassroots. And here's the third thing. Know your platform. This is how it got me. And maybe this will resonate with all of you. So I go throughout social media, and sometimes I'm a numbers person, right? Jay-Z said this, one of my favorite quotes of all time. Jay-Z said, men lie, Women lie, but numbers don't. So I am an absolute numbers person. I count everything, right? It's crazy. Like, I've been watching Tyler Perry stuff and other shows, Girlfriends, and I'm counting like certain words they say because I'm that intrigued by numbers. So I count everything. And I look at some of my social media stuff. Like, I get on Twitter and it might be like, I might post something on Twitter, like two people like it or heart it. And I'd be like, dang, man, they ain't showing me no love. Or I get on IG, I post the same picture on Instagram that I post on Facebook, and it may get like 30 to 60 likes, right? Or I go to TikTok, and if I don't post something on TikTok and then post it to Facebook, it might get like views or something. And I'm looking at it, I'm like, why is it like this? And then it resonated. My platform, social media wise, is Facebook. I can post right now today, all dolls go to heaven, and I'm gonna get at least 15 likes on Facebook. Whereas if I go tweet that, ain't nobody gonna pay attention to it. They scroll right past it. My platform is Facebook. And what happens so often is that when something new comes along, like TikTok, Clubhouse, people want to run straight to those places and then be discouraged because nothing is popping. When your platform, like me, is Facebook, some of your platform, IG, some of your platforms is Twitter, some of your platforms may be TikTok, some of your platforms may be Clubhouse, but you got to know which platform is yours. This is a teachable moment for all of us because it's easy to just try to run to the new thing. But note this now, I'm not saying don't be aware and acknowledge the new platforms, but always know your platform. And that goes even beyond social media. I talk about this often, especially with my church friends, for lack of better terms, like this whole idea of praise and worship leaders wanting to become pastors. And then some of these pastors, not me, out here trying to sing and be praise and worship leaders. Like, you got to know the platform that God gave you, and you got to, here it is, maximize that platform. Like, even if I could sing, I would never try to be somebody's praise and worship leader. That's not where the anointing is on my life. My platform is pastoring, preaching, teaching, explaining, giving insight, dropping nuggets of wisdom, not singing. But there's some people like Kalante Gavin and Chandler Moore, those brothers were born to minister through music, right? I know my platform, and we got to make sure we maximize our platforms. Don't get overzealous and run and try to stay on a platform that's not yours yet. Acknowledge those other platforms, but be true to the platform that you're on. So in short today, family, I just wanted to drop a couple things on you that just really resonated with me. And I was like, Craig, you got to get this information out, if for no other reason, to give yourself a peace of mind. Sometimes explaining and encouraging and speaking and giving insight to other people, for me, it's therapeutic for me because I need to hear myself say it. Like, I need to hear myself say, James Earl Cray, you are your brand. Follow and be true to your brand. People follow you, James Earl Cray, because they like or they are intrigued by you. I need to hear myself say that. So I'm saying it to you. Tell yourself in the mirror today, whatever brand that is, tell yourself today, whomever you are, me, I am the brand, right? Sometimes I just need a reminder. Grow from the grassroots. Don't be afraid to start from the bottom. I think Drake said, we started from the bottom, now we here. Don't be afraid to start from the bottom. It's all right. If your conference don't have 50,000 people the first couple years, that's okay. Embrace the ones you have, be loyal to them, give them the absolute best of you, and know that it's a process, here it is, to grow something that is healthy, right? And then third and finally, again, family, know your platform. Podcasting is not my number one platform, but I'm going to stay here. I'm going to tough this thing out, and I'm going to use Facebook, that's my greatest social media platform, to grow this platform, right? Pastoring is my platform. Speaking is my platform. Creativity, innovation, those are my platforms. I'm not about to try to sing to y'all. I'm not. I'm not even a fashion person, so I'm not about to give you fashion advice. Not my platforms. But when it comes to leadership, when it comes to dropping nuggets of wisdom, when it comes to creativity and innovation, those are things that I can give you information about. That's my platform. Listen, family, thank y'all so much for joining us today, joining me today. I really hope that this blessed you. I need you to do me a huge favor. Make sure you give a review right now. Do that for me. Don't act funky. Don't act above yourself. Don't act bougie. Don't act stubborn. Don't be like me. Be better. So go give a review. Type up something super dope. Tell the whole world how dope you thought this particular podcast was, or at least give us a 5-star review. Do that for me. If you're listening to this on Spotify, tell somebody about it. If you're listening to it on iTunes, tell somebody about it. If you're listening to it on Google Podcasts, tell somebody about it. Tell somebody, encourage them to listen. Go follow me right now for me, James Earl Crater Brand, on all social media handles, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat. You can find it just simply by typing in my name, James Earl Cray. All right. Listen, family, I love y'all. Most of you already know how we roll. Don't let static stop you. No matter what happens to you today, no matter what obstacles stand in your way, always remember you woke up this morning. So that strongly indicates that it's a great day to be great. I love y'all so much. God loves you so much more. Have a phenomenal rest of your week. And I'm out. Peace.